Welcome to the KOXC 2025 Central Texas High School Football On the Road Report, sponsored by Sonic Drive-Ins. Hello, everybody. This is Mike Blagg. Today we are in Goldthwaite, Texas, speaking with Andy Howard, head coach of the Goldthwaite Eagles. And, coach, you go to breakfast for Sonic. What do you get?
Oh, it's easy, Mike. You know, I'm gonna get the junior sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast burrito, and then top it off with a medium order of cheese sticks with mozzarella sauce and then a large ocean water.
Man, I'm hungry already.
I'm telling you, it's good stuff.
Now in your fourth year here as head coach in Goldthwaite, boy, you had a great season last year. We'll talk more about that later, but coach, things are going well here.
Yes, sir. You know, we're pleased with our program and where it's headed. You know, we've got a group of guys that have bought in, you know, that not only this past season, but the previous three. And so you're starting to see a lot of kids coming in our group that have been in our program, you know, now for a good bit, and they've kind of seen the reins. You know, they've been in here from 7th, 8th, 9th grade, and so now we're leaning on those guys heavily, and I'm excited about it.
Some changes in your coaching staff, I believe. Your defensive coach, Matt Landers, is now head coach in Eastland, I believe. Is that correct? I'm sure you hate to lose him. Happy for the opportunity for him. So who's your defense coach now?
That would be me. So I've moved over to the defensive side. I'm going to call the defense. And then Coach Eric Edwards is going to call our offense. And so he's been in, you know, our system the last 3 years. He's been our offensive line coach, and he's done a really good job. And so I feel good about both sides of the ball. But, yes, congrats to Coach Landers, you know, for advancing his career and getting over there and starting a program over at Eastland. And I hope nothing but good things for those guys.
Any other new coaches this year?
We hired Tyson Swanner. You know, Coach Swanner was previously at Goldthwaite, you know, a few years ago. And so he had gone to DeLeon for a good stint. And excited to get him back. He brings a lot of energy, some more youth. You know, we got some old guys on our staff, so including myself. So we got some youth out there, and he's going to be coaching our quarterbacks along with our DBs, and so I'm excited about that. He's also going to be our special teams coordinator, which is something we haven't had since I've been here.
Assistant coaches don't get enough attention and enough credit, do they?
You're only as good as the guys you surround yourself with. Coach Keeling, my mentor, told me that one day. He said, surround yourselves around guys that are better than you, and they'll all make you look good. And that's what we've done here. I think we've got a great staff. We've got Coach Head, who's been here a long time. Coach Brian Jernigan is a Goldthwaite alum as well, so he has a lot of passion for our program. I mentioned Coach Edwards is our OC. And then Coach Swanner, I mentioned. And then we have Rob Hagee. Rob Hagee is a gem. He's been around the block. He's coached offensive line and defensive line basically all over the state of Texas at a high level. And so I'm excited to get him to do our guys down in the trenches.
So you're taking all the defense and the new offensive coach. Any changes in your offense and defensive schemes this year?
No, sir. You know, we kind of adapted our defense last year, and we were on to some things that we thought were beneficial to our personnel. Coach Landers did a great job of that, and so we're just building off of what we kind of installed later on in the year last year, and so we feel like we have a little bit of knowledge of it. We still got some learning to do with it, but it's going to fit our kids, and we're excited about that. Offensively, you know, with Aiden back there at quarterback, a lot of things are similar. We did graduate a big dose of our offensive line. We graduated 4 of the 5, so that's where our weakness is right now. We're trying to grow up some young linemen, and so we could look a little bit different offensively than where we were last year.
Last year, 7-5 overall, 5-2 in district, but that was only good enough for 4th place. That was a crazy district last year.
It's tough. It's tough, and it's only going to be stronger this year. These teams are reloading. A lot of them are bringing a lot of guys back, and so it's going to be a tough haul. You know, every single ball game is going to be important because, like you said, you know, you go 5-2 and get 4th. Well, there's a lot of things that can play out throughout a district race, and they're all competitive, and so we'll have our hands full.
Yeah, last year there were 2 teams that finished up with 6 wins and 1 loss. That was Mart. They were 1st place. Bremond was 2nd. 3rd place and 4th place were teams with the 5-2 record. That was Wortham and Goldthwaite. And, you know, Goldthwaite lost to Wortham by 1 touchdown. If you'd won that game, you would have had a 3-way tie for 1st place in that district. It's all 4 teams in your district won their by-district game, and then Bremond went on to the state semifinal. So you're right, it is a tough district.
Yes, you know, we entered as the 4th seed, but like you said, you know, 1 possession away from having a share of the district championship, you know, and so And then, you know, letting the points play out, you know, the seedings. So, yeah, it's a very tough deal. And, you know, it only gets tougher, though, when you get in those playoffs. You know, our playoff, that region, Region 3 is pretty good. They're pretty talented out there. And so there's some good teams out in Region 3.
That last district game of the season last year was against Mart, which ended up being the district champion. But Goldthwaite smoked them 46-0. I remember when that score came in on our scoreboard show that night, I thought, no, that can't be right. Well, tell us about that game, Coach.
Well, it was a game that was at home, and, you know, we had some momentum coming in after a Meridian win the week before, and but it was senior night, and we had some really good seniors. We had a great senior class, and they were passionate about the program, and everything clicked that night, and they were playing. They played a game like they wanted to win a game, and no matter who the opponent was, and so everything worked for us that night, and it was a great night, and a night that we won't forget here in Goldthwaite.
Yeah, and the week before you shut out Meridian, so the 2 week total was 95-0. So that's pretty good 2 weeks, Coach.
Yes.
This year we got about half your starters back, I believe. So you've got a good foundation, and I'm sure some players moving up from the JV team that I believe was undefeated last year. So a little bit younger, but good. Tell us about that.
Yes, I mean there is youth, and so there's going to be some things that. That we're going to have to grow through early on in the year. We just got to get them ready for the money games, you know, being the district games. And so that's what we're doing here today. You know, we're here today trying to grow them up really quick, you know, and then with at a 2A D2 level, you know, we only have 37 full football players. And so not only do you got to get those guys ready, your JV guys have got to be ready to come and take over a role if needed as well down the road. So everybody in our program gets full attention every single day.
Your quarterback, Aiden Lee, is back this year. He's awfully good last year. This year, Texas Football Magazine has him picked as their preseason district offensive MVP for the district. Tell us about Aiden Lee.
Aiden's electric. I mean, he was a sophomore last year, and he was kind of raw, you know, last year as a quarterback, and he just got better and better and better as the year went on. And that's what you want to see in a quarterback is growth. And, you know, a lot of guys, you know, like Aiden, he has the right mindset. If you have the right mindset as a quarterback, continue to grow and learn through failures, because there are going to be failures along the way. If you're willing to learn through those, you will grow. And that's what he was able to do last year. And we like it when the ball's in his hands. He takes care of it, and he can do a lot of things with it.
Running back Landry Sanderson had over 1,000 yards last year. He's back. I'm sure you're looking to him for some leadership also.
Absolutely. Just sophomore this year, but one of our workhorses. You know, he's a big old kid. He's tough to tackle. He needs to be physical. We tell him all the time, you're going to carry it 30 times a game. You know, probably not, but we want that mindset of hey, we're gonna put it on your back. And so, you know, he got to grow up real quick as a sophomore, but he does have quite a bit of varsity experience to be able to do that.
Didn't realize he was that young. That's good for the future. So your district, District 10-2A Division 2, has 8 teams, so you only have time for 3 pre-district games, Junction, Center Point, San Saba. They should be good warm-up opponents. What are you looking for in pre-district?
Well, just like that, like not necessarily warm-up, but be able to execute. Like, we want to run our base stuff. We want to be able to execute it at a high level. And then, you know, basically, you know, a lot, big thing is to get some momentum going into a tough district race. And I think that's the ultimate goal is to have some good momentum going into that to those money games coming up.
In your district, same teams, of course, same orders last year. You'll play Chilton, Hubbard, Frost, Bremon, Wortham, Meridian, and Marth. Those first 3 games, Chilton, Hubbard, and Frost, they're important. They'll set the table. If you can win those 3 games, set the table to go up against last year's playoff teams, which are all in the second half of your district schedule. Bremon's number 3 in the state this year. Marth's number 15. Goldthwaite's number 17. Like we said, Coach, this is a tough district.
Yes, and you know, and I think that first district game is huge, just like it was last year. Chilton, you know, last year was coming off of a semifinal run, and so they're a good program. We kind of caught them at the right time with some injuries. They've got some guys back this year, and they've got some really good talent at Chilton. So that first ball game is going to be huge to, again, set up the right momentum going into the second half. And then, but, you know, every ball game, you know, we're a program that definitely takes it week by week, you know, and the lesser teams on that schedule, we put high importance on those games as well. And so we just got to guard against that sometimes throughout our district.
Yeah, there's no gimmies. With last year, as we mentioned, beat Mart 46-0. This year, you again close out the district race against Mart. This year, the game is in Mart. Think they're going to be ready for you guys?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we just woke a sleeping giant, what we did. So, but we know that, and we anticipate that. We're also the Goldthwaite Eagles. We feel like our program and our tradition wants to invite those kind of atmospheres and those environments. And so that's what we preach to our kids anyways.
Yeah, that's what makes it fun. Coach, thanks and good luck this year.
Yes, sir. Thank you for coming out, Mike.
That's Andy Howard, head coach of the Goldthwaite Eagles, and this is Mike Blagg with your Sonic On The Road report on KOXE 101.3.